Joshua 19. The second lot came out for Simeon, for the tribe of Simeon, according to its families. Its inheritance lay within the inheritance of the tribe of Judah.
It had for its inheritance Beersheba, Sheba, Molada, Hazer Shul, Bela, Ezim, El Tolad, Bethel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazer Susa, Beth Lebaeth, and Sheruhan, 13 towns with their villages. Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashen, 4 towns with their villages, together with all the villages all around these towns as far as Baalath Beer, Ramah of the Negev. This was the inheritance of the tribe of Simeon according to its families.
The inheritance of the tribe of Simeon formed part of the territory of Judah. Because the portion of the tribe of Judah was too large for them, the tribe of Simeon obtained an inheritance within their inheritance. The third lot came up for the tribe of Zebulun according to its families.
The boundary of its inheritance reached as far as Sered. Then its boundary goes up westward and on to Marilah and touches Dabbesheth. Then the wadi that is east of Jokneam. From Sered it goes in the other direction, eastward toward the sunrise to the boundary of Kisloth-Tabor. From there it goes to Dabbereth, then up to Japhia. From there it passes along on the east toward the sunrise to Geth-Hepher, to Eth-Kazin, and going on to Rimmon it bends toward Nea. Then on the north the boundary makes a turn to Hanathon, and it ends at the valley of Ithtael and Kattath, Nahalel, Shimron, Idala, and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their villages.
This is the inheritance of the tribe of Zebulun according to its families, these towns with their villages. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, for the tribe of Issachar, according to its families.
Its territory included Jezreel, Kesulath, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anahareth, Rabbath, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, and Hadda, Bethpazes. The boundary also touches Tabor, Shahazuma, and Beth Shemesh, and its boundary ends at the Jordan, 16 towns with their villages.
This is the inheritance of the tribe of Issachar, according to its families, the towns with their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of Asher, according to its families.
Its boundary included Helkath, Halai, Beten, Akshif, Elamelech, Amid, and Mishal. On the west, it touches Carmel and Shiber-Libneth. Then it turns eastward, goes to Beth-Dagon, and touches Zebulun and the valley of Iphtael, northward to Beth-Emek and the Isle. Then it continues in the north to Cabel, Ebron, Rehob, Hammon, Cana, as far as Sidon the Great. Then the boundary turns to Ramah, reaching to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the boundary turns to Hosah, and it ends at the sea. Mahalab, Aksib, Amma, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 towns with their villages.
This is the inheritance of the tribe of Asher according to its families, these towns with their villages. The sixth lot came out for the tribe of Naphtali, for the tribe of Naphtali according to its families.
And its boundary ran from Heleph, from the oak and Zaananim and Adami-Nekeb and Jabneel as far as Lachem, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the boundary turns westward to Asnath-Tabor and goes from there to Hukok, touching Zebulun at the south and Asher on the west and Judah on the east at the Jordan. The fortified towns are Zidim, Zur, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, Edrei, and Hazor, Iron, Migdalel, Horam, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 towns with their villages.
This is the inheritance of the tribe of Naphtali according to its families, the towns with their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of Dan according to its families.
The territory of its inheritance included Zorah, Eshtaol, Ershemesh, Shealaban, Ajalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltika, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Beniberek, Gath-Rimmon, Majarkin, and Rakan at the border opposite Joppa.
When the territory of the Danites was lost to them, the Danites went up and fought against Leshem, and after capturing it and putting it to the sword, they took possession of it and settled in it, calling Leshem Dan after their ancestor Dan. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Dan, according to their families, these towns with their villages. When they had finished distributing the several territories of the land as inheritances, the Israelites gave an inheritance among them to Joshua son of Nun. By command of the Lord, they gave him the town that he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town and settled in it. These are the inheritances that the priest Eleazar and Joshua son of Nun and the heads of the families of the tribes of the Israelites distributed by lot at Shiloh before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land.